Good evening, everybody. It is 6:11 on Sunday, February 16th, 2020. This is a special meeting of the Odyssey Charter School Board of Directors, and I'll call the meeting to order. Thank you for everybody coming on a Sunday night. I know we all have better things to do at home. I'd like to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. There is an agenda posted for this, but I'm going to change some things around a little bit. We're not going to have an executive session tonight. I've decided to dispense with that, and I've also kind of, out of some comments by some parents, I've decided to put the public comments to the end and to allow the public to have the last word. So let me see, I can't even read this. So the first thing that I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to start off with some opening comments. And I would like to read a letter that has taken me a lot of thinking and soul searching to craft. And tonight, it's with deep regret, but with an unwavering love of this school and our community, that I'm going to announce my decision to step down as president of the Odyssey Charter School Board, effective immediately after this meeting. It's been an absolute honor, and I mean that, to serve the school and this community of students, teachers, and parents, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to have shared in your passion for our remarkable school. Thank you. The events of the past 3 weeks have been painful for this entire OCS community, and as president of the board, I take responsibility that insensitive and hurtful remarks, words were used during recent board meetings. There's no excuse ever for allowing such words to be spoken. And as board president, I failed in my vigilance to address issues of diversity at the board level. I am, and all of the board members that I've spoken to, are tremendously proud of the Odyssey students who came out in the rain last week to support Academia and Tony Alonzo and stood for their principles. That is the Odyssey way that we all speak about. This board, I hope, intends to and is committed to having an open discussion with our students about standing against bigotry and discrimination. Our students deserve to be recognized for their courage. This board, in the coming months, will be taking the necessary steps to rebuild trust, and that journey starts now. As required by the Department of Education as part of our probationary condition, AHEPA is committed to not filling the vacancies created by Michael's and my departures at this point in time. They will, but not yet. That will ensure that AHEPA no longer has majority of the Odyssey board, and that will fully comply with condition 1A of the probationary conditions. Now, to clear up any misconception or lack of information conveyed by me as board president to our Odyssey community about those probationary conditions, this board and a committee of volunteers that included parents and teachers have worked tirelessly for months to revise the bylaws, engage the Delaware Association for Nonprofit Advancement, engage the Department of Education to ensure our school comes off probation. And during the required audit, our staff did an extraordinary job of compiling documentation to support every single expenditure identified in the audit. Most importantly, during this time, Odyssey's charter was also renewed for another 5 years. But with that positive progress, however, the culture of this board must also progress forward. Let this be a lesson for heightened vigilance, civility, and trust among board members. Trust must be rebuilt between this board and its community. I want to thank my fellow board members in the OCS community for their unwavering support and the numerous volunteer hours invested in keeping our school funded and on track as a top academic institution. I will remain a resource should the board need me in the future. Lastly, to correct the record, I stand corrected. During the parent meeting we had last week, I took responsibility for words spoken at the executive session during that December meeting. However, I did not speak those words. I want to thank everybody for their support, and I want to thank Denise and Ricardo. I want to thank everybody that's sitting on this board for everything that they've done to allow me to act as board president. I love this school. I'm not leaving this school. Thank you for all your support. Thank you. Now with that, we will move on to more strategic discussions that to help this school move forward. The first one, as I mentioned in my statement just now, with my departure and Michael's departure, there are three AHEPA appointed members of this board. The bylaws state that they can go up till five. AHEPA, the leadership at AHEPA have committed to me that they will start to, and have started, to open up their process to community members, people outside of AHEPA to serve on this board, people that are aligned with the mission and vision of this school. They've committed to me that they are doing that and will continue to do that over the next months to, in an attempt to fully refresh the AHEPA appointees on this board. It's the hope that will happen by the beginning of next school year, or at the end of this fiscal year for the school, at the beginning of the next fiscal year. There will be a keen eye on appointing people and individuals, high qualified individuals, that offer diversity to the board. That's a commitment from AHEPA, and I hope that they continue down that path. And as I said, that has to happen strategically and organically, because what we don't want to do going forward is, right now the AHEPA appointed are a non-majority. We want to keep it that way so that we can comply with the conditions that the DOE have said that we've now violated. So that is AHEPA's plan going forward. Elias, you have some information about what the non-AHEPA side is doing. So I'll turn it over to you.
So as part of the revised bylaws, we created what was known as a non-AHEPA nominating committee. This committee was charged with reviewing, assessing, nominating, and selecting non-AHEPA candidates to the board. We also added two additional candidates, a Greek program teacher director, as well as an additional parent director. Over the last few weeks, the NANC has met three times. We sent out notices for applications. We got a number of applications. We started interviews. We have finished the interviews for the Greek program director, and we expect to finish all the interviews for the parent director position within the next few days. And our expectation is that by this coming board meeting on Wednesday, we will have two nominations to propose to the non-AHEPA side of the board for assent of the two new directors. Did we miss anything on that? Okay.
The interim
policy. As part of that, in our bylaws, we've also, in an effort to create a very fair and transparent process within the nominating committee, we have developed a policy that the non-AHEPA nominating committee approved. We have been working back and forth with the DOE over the last few weeks to refine this policy. It was finally approved by the committee this weekend, and we're going to be sending a copy of that to the DOE as well for them to review it and see if they have anything that they would like to add to it. But we feel it captures all of their inputs and requirements, and so that has been established as well. Moving forward, as additional positions open up, we will be advertising them in a number of areas. We want everyone to apply. We encourage everyone to apply. We have a tremendous selection of candidates this round, and we think they're going to make excellent additions to the board. And as we move forward and there's rotation in the positions on the board, we think that this process that we have established will really help to create a really essential part of the board that we're looking to fulfill.
That's it.
Okay, I think that's it for
the. Okay, excellent. Thank you for that. So hopefully over the next several months, these positions will be filled and we can move this board forward. You can move this board forward.
And we think in conversations with DOE that the moves that we have made do fulfill all of the 1B conditions for the non-HEPA nominating committee that were put forward in the original conditions that the DOE put forward as well.
Right. Okay. So thank you for that. That was the strategic discussion about board composition. Well, next, I don't have an agenda.
I don't either.
This is about the discussion about initiatives to promote diversity and inclusivity at this school. So some of the things, and I hate that this is now a product of this, but now we are, I've announced through statements that we're going to engage in a cultural awareness training. And I sent around to the board members a proposal that I'd like the board to consider of one potential person that could provide that cultural awareness training to the board and to administration. We've already kind of carved out a few dates, February 26th and March 4th, as potential opportunities for this training to occur. And it would be two trainings plus a potential 6-month refresher of this. I think, to me, this is one of the more important things that this board can do going forward, because we're going to have more board turnover. The people that are here, some of us will be here, some of us will not be here in the coming months. And I think it's important that the new board members that come in are, have that kind of awareness that I know I now have to be able to deal with the situations as they arise in the future. God forbid they actually do. So I'd like to hear some comments on the proposal, if there are any other additional things that we can do as far as training goes, cultural awareness training. Again, this training is designed for the board and administration. So if there are any other suggestions that anybody else has, let's talk about them now.
I think it is important as the board to engage community in this discussion, and to that end, I think we need further explore other potential partners within the community and the civil leadership to bring in within the board, to speak with the board, to speak with the students, to speak with the teachers and staff, and make this a more global conversation, not just the board level, but to have that culture transcend the entirety of the school.
I agree. And also to that end, there's also an opportunity for the board to do something that this board hasn't really done since I've been on the board, is that's engage with the students. As I said, we had a great example of the students going over to academia and expressing their thoughts. I'd like there to be some sort of dialogue between the board and the students. I've reached out to several members of the community that we can use for that, and I'd be happy to share that. One of them is Donald Morton, who spoke at the academia rally. He could provide that support. I'm sure there are others out there. I'm sure this board wants to do their due diligence. I think he would be fantastic, but I'm sure that there are other people out there too who could provide that as well.
One suggestion that we had a meeting or two ago was having board members come on site through a schedule so that campus community can contact us or see us if they have any immediate concerns. Office hours, if you will, once a month or...
That's part of the improved communications plan.
Okay.
And we'll be presenting the communications plan at a later meeting, but that is an essence of improving board interaction.
Correct.
With the school and including everyone in the school.
Yeah.
And that way we can entertain any concerns from different...
And that's just day-to-day communications. That's communications about curriculum or anything like that. What I'm talking about specifically is this situation arose with the insensitive comments that hurt academia, and we need to be able to deal with that and learn from it and be able to address it going forward as a school, and not just you guys are right, not just as a board, not just as administration, but as an entire community. We need to have these honest conversations. We just need to find the right person to be able to facilitate that and to be able to moderate that. And I think Donald would do a fantastic job. I've spoken to him, but if there's anybody else out there that you know of.
The one piece, and it's getting kind of into the weeds a little bit, and I haven't looked at all the specifics, but I do want to make sure that we address things like unconscious bias as part of this cultural awareness, because it's a phenomenon where you can exhibit biases, but you don't do it consciously. It's kind of ingrained in your system, and so there's some specifics that we can look into that to help in that aspect as well, too. Make sure the training includes that.
Did you want to discuss the diversity and inclusion policy?
Yes. I'll let you bring that up, John. Okay. But I do want to also bring up the possibility, you know, we talk about committees all the time, and, you know, who wants to be on another committee? But one committee that I wish that I'd had since the beginning was a diversity and inclusion committee. And I think that once this board, I'd like to entertain a motion to create that committee tonight. And two, I don't think we should not staff it yet. We should not fill that with a board member to chair that until the entire board is reconstituted again in hopefully a more diverse reconstitution.
I'm happy to second that motion.
Okay. Someone make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. First of all, and also, is anyone taking minutes?
I'm taking minutes.
Okay, thank you. So John makes the motion to create the Diversity and Inclusion Committee to be populated according to the bylaws at another meeting. At least seconded it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? It passes. Thank you, everybody. John, do you want to talk about a diversity and inclusion policy?
Sure. We've been working on developing a policy that would be a statement of the school's commitment to diversity and inclusion. The school itself recognizing that our policies and practices have failed to ensure equality of participation up to this point. We want to make a community commitment because diversity is essential to the fulfillment of Odyssey's mission. We're committed to building an inclusive and diverse community. Every student, faculty, staff member, whatever their race, gender, age, ethnicity, cultural heritage or nationality, religious or political beliefs, sexual orientation or gender identity, or socioeconomic, veteran, or ability status, has the right to inclusion, respect, agency, and voice in the Odyssey community. And all members of the Odyssey community have a responsibility to uphold these values and actively foster full participation in academic and community life. Odyssey is committed to student diversity. We are an open enrollment public charter school that does not charge tuition and does not administer entrance exams. We welcome students, again, regardless of race, gender, ethnicity, cultural heritage, nationality, religious or political beliefs, sexual orientation or gender identity, or social, economic, or ability status. We also need to make a commitment to faculty and staff diversity. And we're going to strive for a faculty and staff environment that reflects the diversity of our community and take active steps to promote diversity in the hiring process. And we'll be working more on that with that committee going and with Denise going forward. And that policy, once approved by the board, will be posted on our webpage.
Thank you, John. One other thing that I wanted to bring up was what we need to do as a board, in addition to our other duties, is think of ways to engage with the communities, the Hispanic community, the Academia Antonio Alonso community. We are two dual language charter schools on the same campus, and we need to find a way to celebrate that and make that a much more cohesive part of this community. So I urge all of you in the coming months to think of ways to reach out to the Latin American Community Center and any other organization like that to find ways to continue that healing and reconciliation process. I know that I'll be doing it on my own time. So I urge I urge this board, and I urge this entire community to do so as well. We already saw it from the kids, and we can take an example from the kids. Anybody else have any other comments about the diversity initiatives that we discussed? Anything else you want to add on there? Okay, all right. Thank you very much. And then next we'll go to increased communications. Michael, you were bringing that up. I think one, this was a kind of an out, we've always talked about increased communications with our community. The question is, how do we do that? At the parent town hall meeting we had last week, it was clear that they still needed communications. They still needed, we as a board needed to find a way to be able to effectively communicate with our community. We started the town hall meetings. They were great in the beginning. Lori's been to every one, I think. We need to find a way beyond that. And I think at this point in time, you may even want to consider having town hall meetings monthly for the time being. But does anybody else have any suggestions?
So we've been working with Dana, the Delaware Nonprofit Alliance, to assist in developing an overall communications planning guide and a communication strategy to create a communications plan that will satisfy the condition for DOE that we develop a communications plan. We'll be presenting that to the board on Wednesday.
Great.
Excellent. It will include things like that, also the things that Michael mentioned, and other communication strategies, because our communications right now are not succeeding in getting messages to people. We need more communication through different media, and we also, in addition to town halls, we need small groups talking. Because small town halls are good, but small groups talking fosters communication and fosters understanding.
Excellent, thank you, John. Anybody else have any comments? Okay, I think that brings us to the public comment session. Ricardo, where did you put those? So nobody signed up. Does anybody want to volunteer for a comment?
Comment,
Ava?
I just want to thank you for your years of service, the countless hours you have given us, and for doing the right thing at this point.
Thank you, Ava. Thank you, Ava. Hold on. You're not the public. Thank you, Ava. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. We'll move on to the good of the school. Anything for the good of the school from the board? That's fine. Then I will entertain a motion to adjourn, unless anybody else has anything.
I have a good of school real quick. Thank you for that.
Okay. That's fine. Anything else? No? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Okay. John moves. Elise seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.